Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. But I first want to say hello to everyone listening north to south east to west, and everyone in those 33 countries around the globe. And I want to give a special shout out to a friend of mine, Pete Nettles, and the senior class at Snook Christian Academy. How y'all guys doing? Tay, Carter, Brady, Tyler, Maddox. Oh, so many of y'all. I don't remember all of y'all, but much love to you. And before I introduce my phenomenal guest, I want to say hello to my co-host. How you doing, Chris?
Hi, Terry. How are you? Happy Passover to our Jewish listeners, and happy Friday.
Yeah, and today is definitely Good Friday, and this was a blessing because had not Christ came down off that cross, there wouldn't be salvation for everyone. So, you know, I'm looking forward to Sunday because I call it Resurrection Sunday. Some people call it Easter. But anyway, I want everyone to be blessed and have a great holiday season. And before I introduce my guest, this guy is phenomenal. Man, he is a psychic, and people just don't understand what they go through, but he's going to share some stuff with us, because when you say psychic, some people get all nervous. They say, oh, my God, you're talking to the dead people. Oh, they talk to dead people. They see them and get all freaked out, and then some people say, nah, they're playing with tarot cards, and no, somebody say, nah, they got the crystal ball, and they see stuff in it, and then other people saying that it's the energy that they can feel, and I go, like a wind blowing. But you know something, I don't know what it is because I'm not a psychic, but my guest is phenomenal, and he is going to explain the things that he can do. Now, if y'all want to talk to him and ask the question, dial 347-945-6003 and hit the 1 key, and that will let me know you want to ask a question. But if you're scared, you just want to stay in the background, do that too. I don't care. But want to get up your chest, because I know I got some questions for him. With that being said, how you doing, Jimmy?
Hi, Terry. Hi, Chris. I'm doing fine. And Terry,
oh, that's wonderful. It's an honor to have you here, because I know that you got a client that you got to read not too long after we hang up with our show. But I want to thank you for being here, especially on a Friday, a holiday Friday at that, you know, and you know, your time is valuable, and since it's valuable and you're a guest, I'm going to try to pick your brain a little bit while I got an opportunity. And my question for you is first is, tell my listeners, when you realized you was a psychic, and how did you come to the ability to knowing it, to feeling comfortable enough to read in someone else's life, you know, and telling them their fortune?
Well, this is a gift I've had my whole entire life, and I do have a real quick message for you. You know, in the New Testament, they talk about the gifts of the Spirit, and one of the gifts of the Spirit is the gift of knowledge, and I'm told you have a very, very strong gift of knowledge, a very strong discernment, and you need to run with it more.
Okay, and you know something? You're absolutely right about that, because since I was younger, you know, I would know certain things, or I say discernment, you know, and things would happen. And I guess by me having a vivid imagination, I was a little apprehensive about, you know, trying to get off into that because I was scared. Because all these movies that you watch on TV, they make it seem like it's a bad thing that has a psychic ability or whatever. So I kind of like downplay that because I don't want to, you know, be having these nightmares and stuff because, you know, I got a vivid imagination. But I receive what you said, Jimmy. I really do. That means it rings true to me for a lot of reasons.
But this is a gift I was born with, and I didn't embrace it for many years because it scared me. It really scared me. And then, like, well, I lost my family when I was 24, and that kind of rocked my world, and that kind of opened me up more then, and I started studying. I still wasn't doing reading because, like I said, it just scared me because sometimes I would see things I didn't want to see, and I started giving messages for friends of mine. And the job I had at the time was like a light center for me. God sent people there to kind of guide me and nurture me on my path. And so I started giving messages to people. But like I said, it still really scared me because at the time I didn't know we could say what we wanted to see or not see. And,
oh, I didn't know that either.
Well, it's like I'll give this an example. I waited tables at this restaurant for like 1,000 years, and I came out of the non-smoking dining room because you can still smoke back then when this incident happened, and I was upset, and I'm very empathic, and when I walked by my manager, she's like, "What's wrong with you?" And I said, "Well, that woman's going to die over there, and there's nothing I can do about it," because, you know, it's not all lollipops and roses sometimes.
Oh, wow.
And I said, this has me really rattled. It has me upset because she's such a sweet soul. Well, my manager made fun of me and was really rude. And I went back to the break room and I was crying. And I'm like, okay, guys, God, if I can't help somebody, I don't want to know. I said, this is tearing me up. I said, I'll pray. But if I can't help somebody, so that's when I realized we don't have to see things that we don't want to see. But then I started reading for my friends. Then I ended up being on a television show here in Columbus and did live readings for an hour. And that kind of like launched my career. I still try to treat it more like spirituality than a business because this is my spirituality. It's a gift from God. And today I help a lot of people with it. I've worked with police departments. I've been on radio. I've helped locate bodies. That's something that's really not fun. That's something I hope I don't ever have to do again, actually. I know I shouldn't say that because if I need to, I will. But,
right.
You know, I enjoy helping people, and a lot of times people need closure. They need confirmation. And, you know, this is part of my gift. You know, when I get a message, I have to give these messages to people, and I can't hold them back.
Wow.
I'm
grateful that you're one of the true ones because it's been said you're the most prolific and most honest psychic in Columbus, Ohio, and so anyway, with that being said, have it seemed like most of your abilities have been for other people and not yourself?
Well, you know, Sylvia Brown always said we shouldn't read for ourselves.
I love
because then we try to interpret it for ourselves. And anything I've ever tried to interpret for me in 60 years has never, ever turned out good. So I use it. I've been blessed with many teachers and mentors. So if I have an issue or need something, I go to them. Though my angels do keep me on track. My angels will, like, sometimes send down a message or smack me up beside the head with a 2x4 to get my undivided attention. But I love helping people, you know, giving people closure, giving people direction, giving them hope. You know, the biggest thing right now, especially with everything that's going on the planet, is helping people love, not only helping them to love themselves, but to love others and know that, you know, we're all part of God's creation.
Right. Well, I'm going to have a question about my mom who's going on to glory. But I'm going to let Chris ask this question first. Man, I love it when people with your ability come on because I'm a wealth of questions. So, Chris, go ahead and ask your question, darling.
Okay. Well, Jimmy, my first question is, do people come to you in your dreams? I mean, is that how you start your day? Do they come to you in your dreams, or do they come to you when you're awake?
Sometimes I get messages in my dreams, but a lot of times, you know, I'll get messages while I'm doing something. You know, like when I was there at the restaurant, I'd get messages for people. Or, of course, I get messages for my clients. And but the one thing people need to realize, sometimes people don't want to come through yet. or the recipient isn't ready. But then I'm going places, like with my one friend. Her and I went to a restaurant out there in Reynoldsburg to eat dinner, and this woman came through named Shirley. And, you know, I asked her, I said, "Who's Shirley?" I said, "Shirley's here." She's like, "Well, I don't know no Shirley." I'm like, "Well, Shirley's here. Call your mom." She calls her mom, and her mom didn't know no Shirley. Well, it was for the people in the booth behind them. So it's, you know, I can't control how or when it happens, and you can't force them to come through. And sometimes they like to give things to me in riddles for some strange reason. But I just kind of roll with it. And when someone comes through, it's, of course, I'm not Teresa Caputo, so people aren't too receptive sometimes when a 6'3" redhead comes up and says, "Hey, I have a message for you." Sometimes you have to duck, but sometimes they're receiving too. Does that answer your question? Did that help?
Chris, did that help?
Yeah, that helped. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, my question is, my mom, she has gone on to glory, and I've always said several times, I said, "Lord, please give her a hug and a kiss and let her know that I love her, and you gave me the right mom because she was there for me. Whatever I needed, she was there for me." And my first question about that is, do she know how much I loved her?
She has known how much you have loved her from the time you were conceived. She felt that love. It was like that agape, that God-given love.
Yeah.
From when your heart started beating, she felt that love.
You know, the reason why I asked that question might sound crazy. My mom, she had Alzheimer's at the end, and some of the things that she would happen to her was because of Alzheimer's. Like, I didn't know that people didn't know how to, at least the ability to swallow when they have Alzheimer's, you know, and other different things, you know, that happens. And sometimes I felt like I wish I'd been more patient because my sister always thought that she was just trying to hold the medicine in her mouth, and she really couldn't swallow. And even when she would eat food, you know, my sister would get mad because she would have the food in her mouth, and I would give her a napkin, told her to spit it out. You know, we would go back and forth with that. And I just felt bad because I did call the Alzheimer's Society to find out more stuff, and I just wanted her to know I feel like I fell short on being patient because a lot of times my feelings was hurt, you know, because of the symptoms of the Alzheimer's, and I felt like I was doing the best I could, and I'm dealing with a lot of guilt maybe because, you know, I felt like I could have did more and did better, you know, and that's why I asked you. But, man, I love that lady to the moon and back, talking about everybody got their own mother, but my mother, she was the perfect thing that I needed in my life, man. Oh, she kept me a lot of days from just messing up. And the other question that I have, 10 days ago, I met somebody in the grocery store, and it just seemed like right away that person appeared like somebody that I wanted to talk to. Their face looked like it was something that was familiar to me. I don't know. And I was thinking, you know, it's been a long time since I've been talking to anybody or even entertaining talking to somebody because I'm not a chick that's going to have anybody approach me because I don't want to be dealing with knuckleheads and I don't want to deal with nobody who they're going to be taking care of them or they're thinking I'm a good time girl because I'm not none of those things. So I've been kind of hesitant and kind of uncomfortable, and I was wondering, could you tell me whether this particular person might go somewhere? I would like it to, but I don't want to be caught up in the thinking something that's not going to go nowhere.
Okay, well,
first of all,
going back to your mother,
okay.
Your mother's kind of chuckling. She said that you were kind of a little stubborn sometimes growing up.
I was.
But she, I'm going to her final moment, her final days, months. She understands you're human. There's no judgment. There's no anger there. She's saying you're more patient than what she would have been, and you're to let go of that guilt. See, what we have to realize is once we go into the other side, to heaven, whatever term people want to call it, because I get chastised sometimes because people don't think I say a term that fits them, and I'm like, okay, whatever. But once we get to heaven, we're in all love, light, knowledge, and understanding and healing. So, honey, she still loves you. She will always love you. Her love is eternal. It's that agape, that God-given love. Her love will always be eternal to you. Now, as for this man, have you not been praying a few times to meet somebody?
I have.
Okay. Well, you know, Jesus talked about hiding our light under a bushel, okay? And I hear, because of out of fear and past performances, that you've hidden your light underneath a bushel. You're more guarded than Fort Knox.
That's what my grandson said.
Okay. Your grandson's very wise. You know, out of the mouth of babies come great truth. Of course, at my age, everybody's a baby. But lower the guard. You've been praying to meet somebody. And even if this person isn't quite the Mr. Right that you want, sometimes we have to allow a person in to kind of wedge us out of the guard shack so that we can be open and receptive. But I do feel really good about this person.
Oh,
and this has been something you've been praying for.
Yeah.
You got to lower the guard and step out of fear, because how the universe is designed, the universe goes where our thought forms go. So if we keep thinking about the past, we're going to recreate the past.
Right.
So you've been praying to meet someone. Someone has dropped, literally in the grocery store, dropped down in front of you. Okay, that's a synchronicity. Step out of fear. Take that bushel off. Let your light shine. You're a beautiful person. You have a beautiful spirit, a very beautiful soul and heart. Let it shine.
Thank you.
I didn't mean to preach.
Thank you so much for telling me that, you know, because everything you said is true. You know, I have been a celibate for a lot of years because I went through this three-year span where just everybody close to me were dying, relatives and everything, and I just felt like I'm just done. You know what I'm saying? And I'm afraid because I know that I'm a good person, and I'm afraid to be hurt at this late stage, you know. But I don't want to be alone, but thank you. And I'm going to let Chris ask you a question because you're going to bring me to tears, Jimmy. Go ahead, Chris, ask your question.
Okay. Yeah, Jimmy, my next question is, what is the best part about having the job that you have? I mean, given readings, I mean, is that what you just did to Terry? You probably just made Terry's night. Would you say that's the best part of your job?
Yes.
When I deliver, and not every message is going to be happy, okay? But when I deliver messages that give people the encouragement, give them confirmation, I cry with them. You know, when I help people heal, when I help people resolve things. Because, you know, a lot of this, too, I've been advertised at a lot of places that my readings have been called healing readings because I help people heal and to let go of things. And sometimes people need that confirmation. But when I see the look on somebody's face when that light bulb kicks on or when they get a message from a loved one, like that woman I read for the other night, she didn't want to receive the message at first. It was a message about her grandmother who raised her. And she was trying to tell me, so she wanted a frosting recipe. And I said, well, your grandmother's really tight-lipped about this recipe. And then, of course, we found out why later on. But once it clicked with her about the recipe, it's just her whole energy, just she goes, okay, I know my grandmother's here now. And, of course, she was a little shocked about the third ingredient in the recipe, but that came out later on in the reading, too. But it gave her another understanding of this woman who took over the job as mother and raised her. When you see that look on a person's face, when it's tears of relief and tears of joy, and once they realize that they're not being judged by their loved ones when they're on the other side, that's very rewarding to me. because I know how I felt once I got my messages from my loved ones.
Well, Jimmy, I got a question. I see a lot of people on TikTok, and I know in my spirit that a lot of those are fakes, and I think a lot of those are fakes because the people that probably is legit is getting paid money because people are sending in money. And I'm looking at these people. Some of these people look like they kids, and they just look crazy looking, like they're trying to jump on a bandwagon to say what they think people want to hear, you know, so they can give people, send them financial gifts or whatever. But as a psychic, I've always heard, too, that tarot cards were something you should stay away from. Is that something to stay away from, or is that just a tool of the game, like crystal balls, tarot cards, and those wands that the people have, like divining rods that people have? What is real and what is, like, just fake?
Well, each person has their own individuality. I am an intuitive medium, so I get stuff psychically. I do have a crystal ball, but I bought it because I thought it was pretty, because I like shiny things. I can drive down the road and see something shiny and total a car looking at it.
Me
too. I probably have. But I do have some tarot cards, but although I use my angel cards. I love my angels. In fact, I teach angel classes and I do angel paintings. But all they are, you know, they're just a little bit of a primer to get the psychic juices going, because I can give a 45-minute reading just by looking at one card. You know, it's like in the days of old when they would drill a well out west for water. I don't know why I'm moving my hand. You can't see it. When they would drill the well, they would have to pour water down it to prime the pump. All this, I just use them for a little bit of a pump primer. And plus, you know, people have seen too much Miss Cleo and other stuff on TV.
Right.
So, you know, people think they need, because a lot of my clients are like, oh, can I get a card reading? And I'm like, well, let's see what spirit has to say first before we go into a card reading. But, you know, each person has their own speciality. And, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that give the legit ones a bad name. And it's sad. It's really sad.
Well, for somebody who don't know, hypothetically, you know, I'm going somewhere, I'm walking down the boardwalk, you know, have different little concession stands, this and that, and then psychic tarot readings and everything. How would a person who don't have any intuitiveness about anything, how would they know if they go into a place and know what to look for to say that this person is a fraud? Is there anything that ain't supposed to be there?
Well, what they need to do is pray before they go and ask that God or whomever they deem their higher power is, guide them. I choose to use God because I was raised Pentecostal. You know, ask that they guide them and then be open to their gut feeling. Your body's going to tell you when you're somewhere you're not supposed to be. It's just listening. You know, when you feel something in your stomach or, you know, in your heart, maybe you need to turn around and run. You know, I'll give a prime example. I wanted to get a reading from somebody that didn't know me. So we had this woman that lived outside of Reynoldsburg in Columbus, outside of Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole way I'm driving out there, I'm hearing no, no. I mean, I'm feeling it. I'm hearing it. She was so far off. I still paid her because I honored her time. But,
right.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, she had props and whistles and was trying to look like a gypsy. And, you know, me, put three redhead with long hair, goatee, and, you know, maybe a shirt. Well, always a shirt. I mean, a dress shirt, sometimes a tie-dye T-shirt, because I'm come as you are. Here I am.
Right.
People need to go. You know, it's like at the expos. I tell people, like, when they walk by my booth, I'm like, you don't have to come back right away. Walk around. Trust yourself. And and people are like, Jimmy, you're crazy. I'm like, no, I'm not, because they're going to come back because they know they need to come back. So this is where you have to learn how to trust your gut and your body. If something don't feel right, how many times have we both experienced, and Chris, you as well, where we've experienced things that don't feel right, but we run head first right into it anyways?
Yeah,
no,
that's true.
I'm in a situation where I felt something told me to get out real quick. like the hair on the back of my neck was standing. It was like something, I wasn't nothing audible, but in my spirit, something said, get out, and I did. Me and my girlfriend, we left. And 5 minutes later, where we was at, the police raided that place. And could you imagine a minister's kid caught up in that mess, you know? So I had the permission to go. And I left because it was so urgent. It wasn't like mild. It was like, go, you know, like, and with intensity. And I left, and I had 5 minutes to spare. I would have been, my life probably would have been changed if I got caught up in that mess.
I say you honor spirit. You know, that's where we have to trust our feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I tell people that, you know, your premonition, your intuition, whatever you want to call it, you know, you have it for a reason, you know, because I heard a lot of people say, I wish I didn't do that because I had a feeling not to do that, but they do it anyway. You know, when I have a strong feeling not to do something, I back up because I've learned that has saved me. I don't know about other people, but I listen to my feelings. You know, I don't even care if it's about a person. If I get some feeling like something is not right, I back away from that, you know. And, it's good to know you said that you also work for the police department helping missing people or giving clues for people who are missing. You've done that, correct?
And sometimes when they're, like, trying to locate bodies, that part's hard because you're stepping into those person's final moments. That's always been hard for me because I'm emotional anyways. I mean, I can watch Bambi at 60 and still cry, you know. But when you're stepping into their final moments as you're locating the body and you're actually seeing what's being done, that's pretty rattling. That is, like, really rattling. And for instances like that, I don't charge my clients. I won't charge a police department, and I won't charge a client when they're trying to look for somebody because, you know what, this is part of my spiritual belief. And I have enough other clients that I would charge for. But something like that, no, there will never be a charge for me for that.
Wow, you are phenomenal. I want to let Chris ask this question. Man, I could talk to you all night long. Wow. Talking to you, Chris.
Jimmy, my next question is, what advice do you have for people who maybe they are, you know, young kids and they're listening and they want to be psychic, you know, or they want to be a psychic later in life? What advice would you give them?
Well, if you go back to the Bible where it talks about old men dreaming dreams and young kids prophesying, or maybe I got it vice versa confused.
Yeah, in the last days. I know what you're talking about.
Okay. I'm good. I'm hoping I'm making some sense here. They need to be encouraged. They need to be encouraged, but they also, you know, I don't believe in religion, but I believe in spirituality. And they need to have a spiritual foundation before they go into this, not a religious foundation. And, you know, there's so many cults and stuff out there that are, like, trying to take our kids and their spirituality and their God-given gifts away from them. And so there again, it starts with the parents. But like I tell them, too, you know, there again, if it doesn't feel right, because we all have a conscience, if it doesn't feel right, don't do it.
That's right.
And then to learn how to trust what they're feeling. Learn how to trust.
Wow. Man. Well, Jimmy, I'm just going to say this again. I already told you. You are family here. Anytime that you want to come back, feel more than welcome to come back here on the show. I appreciate you so very much, and I know you got some other things to prepare for this other reading. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and I so thank you so much. And like I said, anytime you want to come back, I mean, let me know, let Chris know, he'll let me know, and we're going to get you on here because you really have lightened up a load, and then you also gave me some confirmation of something that I kind of already knew, but there's no way you would have known that, but I knew what you were saying was true, and I appreciate that. And book people. I'm going to let him tell you how to get a hold of you. So if people want a reading and whatever, for how long, how much, how can they reach you?
Well, they can call my phone number, 614-370-8838. Yes, Chris, I'm looking at my business card. Or I'm on Facebook, Jimmy Burke, JimmyBurke. They can message me there. Plus, I put angel messages and a message a day message up every day. But those are the two easiest ways to get a hold of me is Facebook or calling or texting my phone. And my readings, they take anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour. I record them to CD. That way they have a copy. And they're only $65.
That's reasonable. That's reasonable.
Yeah, because here in Columbus, the average psychic gets 85 to 100 and a quarter for a half hour. And I don't like timers. Timers
well,
are for cooking.
Let me ask you this. If people call you for a reading, what mode of payment do you take? PayPal, Zelle? Or, I mean, how do they pay if they're in a different state?
They can Zelle me. They can Venmo me. I lost my password to pay PayPal, good psychic I am. I can use Square. So PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, or Square.
Okay. And, you know, you can always call PayPal and tell them you want to make a new password, you know, and so you can have it open again. But
That involves technology.
Okay, well, yeah, you and me on that technology scale, that ain't my big strong suit. Thank God that's what Chris do. I don't do that, you know. I read my text, get my shows together, you know, and FaceTime, and that's the extent of all this other stuff, man. It was just too much.
Yeah.
But I love having you here. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Chris, for getting him on the show. I appreciate you for that.
You're welcome.
And y'all go have a good weekend and stay safe, you know, and looking forward to Resurrection Sunday in a couple of days. And on that note, I'm going to let you go, and you take care now, both of y'all.
You as well.
Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ass out. Got a nickel wanting it so bad I'm about to pass out. Wanna dig you, and I can't even lie about it, baby. Just alleviate your clothes, time to fly about. Catch you at a club, oh shit, you got me beaming. Body talking shit to me, but I can't comprehend the meaning. Now if you wanna roll with me, then here's your chance. To an 80 on the freeway, police catch me if you can. Forgive me, I'm a rider, still I'm just a simple man. All I want is money, fuck the fame, I'm a simple man. It's the international player with the passport. Just like a ladder, bitch, cause you anything. Champagne, Hennessy, a favorite of my homies. When we fall on our enemies, witness as we creep to a low speed. Keep with a hold me, pump some more weed, bump, you don't need. Approaching hoochie with a passion, been a long day. But I've been driven by a track in a strong way. Your body is banging, baby, I love it when you're flown. It's time to give it to daddy, nigga, now tell me how you want it. I come to talk, am I a fool or what? Positions on the floor, it's like erotic. Ironic, cause I'm somewhat psychotic. I'm hitting switches on bitches like I've been fixed when I drop it. Up and down like a roller coaster. I'm up the doctor, I ain't quitting till the show is over. Cause I'm a rider, in and out just like a robbery. I'll probably be a freak and let you get on top of me. Get a rockin' beat, night full of Alizé. A living legend, you ain't heard about these niggas, Lady Cali Day. The Lord Tucker, you's a motherfucker. Instead of trying to help a nigga, you destroy your brother. Worse than the other bill, quitting Mr. Bado. You're too old to understand the way the game's so. You're lame, so I gotta hit you with the hot back. Want some release, I'm making millions, niggas stop that. They wanna piss the see, they'd rather see me in the cell. Living in hell, only a few of us are in a cell. Now everybody talking about us, I could give a fuck. I'd be the first ones to bomb and cuss. Nigga, tell me how you want it. Because I jumped from the roof before I was a teenager. Mobile phones got paid to gain roots. I'm living major. My ass is step. It's looking rugged. They paranoid and beat the brother. One of us gon' see the same step. My only hope is survive. If I was to stay alive, getting high. See the demons in my eyes. Before I die, I wanna live my life in ball. Make a couple million, and then I'm chillin', say them all. These taxes got me crossed up and people tryna sue me. Media is in my business and they actin' like they know me. But I'm a mass out. Steal out. I'm ready for that, put the fucking steal out. Yeah, nigga, it's some new shit, so better get up.